Our next guest here at AFA in Miami is someone that is actually a really good friend of mine. I've got a chance to know him over the last couple of years. His name is Matthew Wade, and he is the CEO and co-founder of Toggle Travel. Matthew, welcome back to Travel Trends. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dan. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, likewise. And for our listeners, Matthew joined us last year at AFA for our very first event. We met at the Virtuoso Conference. I was so impressed with what he and the team built, Gabe and Hussein, that I met at the conference as well. And Matthew and I have kept in touch, and I'm a big believer in what he's been building and the team that he's surrounded himself with. And interestingly, for our listeners, he's actually based in Fort Lauderdale, so not too far from where we are. So it's easy for him to get down here. But I know you guys all went to school in Michigan and are likely moving the startup to New York in the near future. And the one really cool thing that all of our listeners need to know right off the top is you guys are coming off a major award at the ASTA conference. You guys actually won Entrepreneur of the Year, which is a really big deal for any startup, especially one being recognized by the American Society of Travel Advisors. So congratulations on your $10,000 prize and the amazing recognition that you guys so well deserve.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was unbelievable. Like, we felt all the love, all the support. It was just so amazing to be around everybody in San Diego.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so tell everybody that is just meeting you for the first time and wrapping their head around Toggle Travel and what you guys do. Tell everyone a little bit about your background and Toggle Travel.
Yeah, so a little bit about us. We all met at the University of Michigan, and we've just been in love with the travel industry and kind of found travel advisors once we were like super young. We were like 20 years old at events like Virtuoso Travel Week, ASTA, like all these events. And we were just the youngest people there, just trying to learn as much as we possibly can. And we just kept talking to advisors, kept learning, kept building technology in the space. And what we basically learned is that these advisors and agencies have decades and decades of data. And they're always told to store their data. It's going to be very valuable. But there's no tool that they had that actually made that data very easy to see what they need to do, give them different insights, and kind of show them what they actually can do with their data to improve their business. And that's where Toggle Travel comes in. We are a business intelligence tool that sits on top of your CRM and back office to give you that visualizations, those insights, and those reportings on your data.
That's great. Now, I appreciate sharing that, because when I first met you in the team, and a number of you did computer science, which obviously is impressive in and of itself, but then the fact that you decided to apply your knowledge and expertise to travel advisors, and knowing the rest of the team, as I've had a chance to meet them a couple of times, is that I believe it was Hussein, there's families connected to being a travel agency, but you guys had some connections to the industry, and then you guys decided to make this a priority, which is, I think, is really cool, because given the range of opportunities for three young, smart university graduates to focus on, I think it's really cool you guys decided to focus on travel advisors. There's a huge business opportunity there, as you've come to realize. And so you had the company was originally called Jetpack. And then I know you've now kind of like pivoted and evolved that, and about a year ago launched Toggle Travel. Tell everyone a little bit about the growth that you've seen, and specifically the advisors, like the clients you work with, because your client list is actually really quite impressive.
Yeah, yeah. So we started with Jetpack, and that was more of a CRM itinerary tool builder. But essentially what we realized is there's CRMs out there, there's back office out there that have the data. That missing piece is actually getting that data to the fingertips of advisors and agencies. So that's kind of where we started Toggle. We started in November of 2025, and it was through our first customer at Largay Travel that basically told us, like, hey, we have all this data and we need to kind of show it to our advisors and agents to be able to get them to think more like business owners and project out their commissions and see different things that they could do to increase their yield and commission. And that's kind of where we came into the industry. And through that, we've been working with so many large agencies, so many small agencies, host agencies, corporate agencies, leisure agencies, agencies of so many different sizes and business models, and been able to adapt Toggle to make the data kind of work for them as well.
One thing that's really interesting about that, Matthew, is that as you guys have made this, you know, adjustment to your business, I think one of the things that you guys have realized is there's a massive opportunity here. And so beyond your existing clients. So, and for those people who are multitasking as we're having this conversation, it's toggletravel.com. And one thing that I thought was really cool is you got a great feature in Travel Weekly, talking about the partnership, with Largay Travel and what you guys have been working on together. But let's bring it back to where we are together here at AFA in Miami, and especially this being your second year. I know you kindly came, partially as a favor to me, because I reached out and told you I was going to be in town. So I was thrilled to see you again. So I know that was part of the appeal for both of us, was to see each other again. And it's been really cool getting this time together, because my son, as you come to understand, is only a few years younger than you. He's first year university. And I know you guys have been hanging out together. He's like, he was telling me last night how cool you are, and like how, like what you've accomplished at such a young age. And like, you've certainly inspired him already. But tell me, if you wouldn't mind sharing, some of the other reasons that you came to AFA this year and what your experience has been over the last couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always super cool to see technology in the space. I've been able to talk to a lot of different people providing tech for different airlines and aviation partners, which is super cool. It's something that we are thinking about expanding to in the future, to working, kind of taking what we learned with travel advisors and agencies and expanding to different suppliers and airlines and things like that in the future. So it's always cool to just kind of see what different people are doing and different spaces and different needs in the industry across all of travel.
Yeah. Well, one cool moment yesterday when you were with my son Oliver, you guys went to go see the CEO of WestJet talk on stage. And then he happened to be standing about 10 feet from our booth. And Oliver and the two of you were kind of whispering to each other. And I said, "What's going on, guys?" And you're like, "That's the CEO of WestJet over there." And I just went over to talk to him and introduce myself and have a chat. And then you guys came over and my son was just so excited to meet the CEO of WestJet, which is one of the things that, you know, you wouldn't have had the opportunity, neither the two of you or myself, to meet him in person, you know, seeing him on stage. So those are some of the cool moments. And I've certainly enjoyed being here at AFA that much more this year than last year. I've actually found that the caliber of speakers and the sessions I've been involved in and a lot of the recordings we've done has been in a, kind of a real big step up from last year. Last year was very good as well, but I'd say this year was great. And I'm keen to see where AFA goes. What are any other kind of standouts for you, Matthew, aside from obviously networking with some key people and maybe thinking about getting into the aviation space? Was there any other standouts, given that you do attend a number of other conferences, that was unique about AFA?
Yeah, so one more person that we actually got to meet a little bit after, while we were like by the tacos getting lunch, was actually David Neilman, which was super cool to see someone just so pivotal and so like inspirational in the aviation industry. That was super cool that me and Oliver got to meet him. But also something that we really loved about the Aviation Festival, just how we're able to walk up and talk to people and how supporting everybody was and how exciting people were about the future of, you know, implementing AI into different use cases across the aviation industry. It was just so cool to see where the aviation aspect of it is going and how it kind of affects the entire travel industry as a whole.
Yeah, no, I agree, because it's the ecosystem of it's airports, it's airlines and everything in between, including all the technology companies. We've met some interesting jet fuel companies that are doing interesting things, even a company that focuses on canines and giving them their own digital ID. I didn't realize that my dog and every other dog, that their nose is like their thumbprint. And so now, and there's been like Woof Air and a few other airlines here that are catering towards animals. So it's cool to see like the whole ecosystem of our industry. But to bring it back to travel advisors and what you're focused on, because it has been a topic of conversation in a number of these interviews when we talk about B2B and trade, and a lot of the airlines obviously work through traditional partnerships. Keen to get your take on where the industry's headed. So kind of two last things for our chat here, Matthew. Tell us a little bit where the trends you're seeing in the travel advisor space, even if it relates to aviation, but just overall trends in the travel advisor space. And then I'm keen to know where you guys are headed with Toggle Travel over the next year.
Yeah, so something that we're actually seeing across the travel advisor space and also just the entire travel industry is just a focus on kind of getting that data and making that data be useful to you. With AI, we all know that AI is only as good as the data that you give it and the data underneath. and with travel agencies and advisors who have decades and decades of data, and across the entire industry, there are decades and decades of data. Something that we see is people actually going back in and making sure that data is clean, making sure that data is accurate, so that we can able to leverage that data in a great way. So that's kind of where Toggle kind of comes in as well. Something that we see Toggle doing is cleaning a lot of these databases and CRMs and back offices for travel agencies and advisors. So we actually are working on our automatic QC agent that is actually going to go in and be able to clean up all your data. We've seen so many agencies, especially the large ones, have 700,000 issues that we flag in their database. And honestly, right now we just flag it and are able to, they're able to fix it through our platform. But what we're actually able to, what we're working to be able to do is actually make it automatic through AI and different code to be able to make these QC agents kind of clean up all these data records and kind of self-heal and self-clean your data so that we're able to keep a clean, robust information on all your clients' trips and everything. And we're actually able to leverage AI when agencies and advisors are ready to do so in a great way.
Well, and I think that's where many of our listeners have heard me talk about the fact that, you know, the best utilization for AI and the use cases is in more efficient workflows and back office. And so many of the ways that you are incorporating AI into the Toggle platform, because I know you work with a lot of back office reservation data with companies like ClientBase and Trams, and all of that information can be really powerful for travel advisors if they can benefit from having a better way to access that data, have visibility of it. So I'm excited for you guys because obviously you've built a really terrific team. And the one thing that stood out to me too, having met your co-founders, is just, you know, I know you guys live together. You guys have been through university together, and you know, now you're in this startup phase and hopefully moving to New York soon. So I know you've got a strong team. I know likely the next focus for you guys is funding. And so as you continue to scale, tell everyone a little bit about where you're headed over the next 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, so right now we actually are able to cross six figures in our annual runway, which is like so exciting. Within the first 7 months, we were able to do that. And especially what we're seeing with the Astro Entrepreneur of the Year Award, all the demand from travel agencies and advisors being able to kind of see their data and have access to Toggle on top of all integrations. So something that we're see ourselves going to in the future is currently right now we support ClientBase and Trams and Trace, but we're looking to open up to all CRM. So from Travelfy to TripSuite and all other CRM and back office integrations we're looking to start rolling out and heading into. And something that's very exciting as well is even large agencies with proprietary CRM and back office solutions, we're actually starting to roll out and integrate with some of them to be able to bring that into Toggle, which is super exciting. We have been able to track over $20.93 billion across the entire travel industry, and just about a little bit over $1 billion in just the year of 2025 of travel sales, which has been so exciting, the amount that we've been able to track, analyze, and give insights on for different agencies and advisors.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really excited for you guys. And I, you know, when you look at companies like Fora and Turn and companies that are having a great deal of success working with advisors, empowering advisors, I think there's still so much opportunity here. So I'm excited for you, excited for the team. And on that note, I know I've mentioned the website, but just to finish off, let's make sure that any of our global listeners that may want to reach out to you after this conversation, what would be the best ways for them to connect with you and the team?
Yeah, so just email me at matt@toggletravel.com. That's matt@toggletravel.com. And then you can also visit our website, toggletravel.com, and book a demo through there.
Awesome. Well, it's great to see you again. Thank you for our continued friendship, and thanks for taking my son under your wing over the last day and a half and showing him the ropes. And I think all of a sudden he disappeared for hours and you guys were at all these different sessions. It's exactly what I was hoping for him. You guys were going around to the different booths and meeting people, and I could see how much both of you were benefiting from being at AFA, and I was just delighted to see it. So thank you for doing that and wishing you and the team every success, and I look forward to seeing you again in person soon.
No, of course. Thank you so much. And it was so cool, especially with him, you know, working to be a future pilot. He was like actually seeing some like pilot software as well. And it was so cool. They were like geeking out over it for like literally like 20, 30 minutes. It was like so cool. He was like, wow, this is the best thing ever. Like, you have to get this to my pilot school and everything. So it was just awesome to see that.
Yeah, there's a lady named Josephine Dietrich, who's the managing partner of a company that does this SkyGo app. And she had told me about the fact she was so excited to meet another av geek, because she referred to it. I asked my son, I was like, no, he's okay with that. I guess they were geeking out over airport codes. And I missed that conversation. You were obviously there for it. But she sent me a note afterwards just asking him if he'd like to be a beta tester for the app. So he clearly made an impression. But I think having you as a sidekick really helped. So, yeah, sincerely, thank you again. And, yeah, I'm sure we'll be seeing each other soon at our summit later this year. Best luck to the team. And look forward to keeping in touch, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate it.